This is 5 Minute Friday! I want to kick things off today with a quote from Robert Bratte, who said, "Gratitude and attitude are not challenges, they're choices." And in the spirit of Thanksgiving here in the U.S., I'm talking about gratitude today, because gratitude is so simple, but it will change your life in a profound way if you allow it. Because when we appreciate everything that we already have, it puts us in a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. Gratitude drowns out negativity. Literally, it strangles negativity and brings positivity into our lives. And we can channel that positive energy into everything we're doing. And I can't speak for everyone, but gratitude just makes me plain happy. It brings me a ton of joy to pause what I'm doing and give thanks to someone else, or even just in my head. And many of the psychologists I've interviewed on this podcast tell me that gratitude is proven to create a happier life. So here's my suggestion for you. Don't let gratitude be something you do from time to time or on a holiday during a meal. Make it a daily ritual so that you can practice gratitude regularly and bring its full benefit into your life. And the simplest way of doing this is to add gratitude to the start of something you're already doing. A couple examples. When I wake up, I take a few minutes for gratitude. When I do my Monday morning greatness calls with my team, everyone expresses their gratitude for something, and it lifts our spirits for the week ahead. But this doesn't have to be something at work or in the morning when you first wake up. This can be every time you go to the gym. Tell yourself, wow, I'm grateful the gym is open today for me and it's not locked down. Or maybe it's something that you do while eating breakfast, or whether you're spending time with a friend or a partner. Just choose one thing that you do often, daily. Add thoughts or actions of gratitude to the start of it. You'll be able to love deeper. You'll create more light for other people, and you'll appreciate the little things around you more than ever. I'm telling you, a ritual of gratitude will change your life. I've had some incredible guests on who talk about gratitude who are experts in this area. Andrew Huberman talks about the science of gratitude and how it rewires your brain for success. He said, "I think gratitude is wonderful. It resets the system so that you can be in pursuit." Kelly McGonigal, another psychologist, who said, "Here's the most effective way to use gratitude for your own well-being. It should focus on human interdependence, not things or circumstances. Receiving sincere gratitude or receiving the kindness of others, receiving true sympathy or empathy, it's a moment of intense intimacy and vulnerability to receive gratitude as well." Dr. Ivan Joseph talks about why happiness and gratitude scientifically increase our productivity in the interview I did with him. Dr. Lori Santos, the Yale professor on happiness, she talks about how a gratitude journal can boost your happiness as well. So make sure to check out some of these previous episodes about how you can increase your gratitude and understand the science of happiness in this time right now. We'll have some of these linked up as well in the show notes or in the podcast description, wherever you're at right now. And I'm telling you, gratitude has changed my life. When I flip everything on its head, when I'm angry, I think about what I'm grateful for. When I'm upset and resentful, I focus on gratitude instead. Everything is a perspective shift, and you have the power and the control to shift it at any moment. I want to leave you with this quote from another Robert. His name is Robert Brault, who said, "Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things." I'm so grateful for you, for your time, for your attention of showing up here every single week. I want to remind you, if no one's told you lately, that you are loved, my friend. You are worthy and you matter. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.